when you come to Fox Lake Park and stop there, look to your west. Look to the sanctuary to the west, or if you're at the Angel Pond, look to the northwest. There's you're in the St. John's River floodplain. And there was a series of interconnecting lakes. When you're looking, think about all the people that lived there. We have a series of sites out there that were occupied. Well, this is interesting. They were occupied during the Orange period in the late Archaic. Then for some reason, they stopped going there. And they returned again during Malabar II. One site, the Hunter's Camp site, appears to have been a seasonal feasting site where they were gathering probably from the other smaller sites, occupation sites, were all coming to Hunter's Camp and were having a party, having freshwater mussel. Mussels. They were eating a lot of them, and we had freshwater mussel midden deposit there. So they were folks were there in Titusville. They were probably going to the Indian River, you know, exploiting resources there. And then, like the Florida crown conch, this little shell looks like a little whelk. It must have been the caviar of the prehistoric age, because you find it all the way out to the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, all the way to the St. John's River. So they were moving back and forth. They're living out there, exploiting the different fish, mainly reptiles. Think about family groups, extended family groups again, you know, canoeing on the lake. You like to fish. Well, imagine you're out there fishing. You got nets or fishing lines. You're deer hunting. You're hunting bear, alligator. So they were hunting all kinds of animals. You know, they're exploiting their environment. You know, living their best lives, just moving back and forth between the St. John's River and the Indian River. Also imagine that these groups gathering seasonally along the St. John's River are some of the huge monumental mounds that were along the St. John's River, because the St. John's River was at one time lined with these huge either shell mounds or middens or ceremonial mounds where these groups probably gathered like for once a year or twice a year or whatever.